Whatever our boys said, lessons from the late Parshas Lech Lecha. This Parsha always struck me as being the Parsha that shuls around the world should focus on the land of Israel. It is really the Parsha that changes us as a nation. It puts Eretz Yisrael at the forefront, and especially this year, as we certainly focus on Eretz Yisrael, and that many of us cannot enter the land. What historical point was there in history where the nation of the world, and the answer to this is never, was controlled by the Jewish people, right? The land of Israel controlled by the Jewish people, not letting other Jewish people in, unless you're a citizen of the land. But let's focus on this. Lech Lecha. Our first pasuk tells us that the command was, Vayomer Hashem al Avraham, Lech Lecha mi Artzecha u'mi miladcha mi beit avicha. Where? El Aretz Ashereka. Go to a land that I will show you. Rashi says, what do you mean a land I will show you? Lo gilolo. Rashi says that he wouldn't tell him where it was. What is Ha'aretz? Miyad. Why? Kidei lit tavava be'enav. He should long for it, want it. It should be something that is going to be special to him. And b'chol dibur v'dibur, he would get schar. Because again, he would understand. And Rashi continues and says, it's similar, by the way. You know where else he didn't tell him? Ki yotzevo. Et banecha et yichidcha asher ahavta et Yitzchak. When he has Akedas Yitzchak, he doesn't tell him. He says, go up there to the Har, and then I'll show you where to go. So first of all, I would like to connect these two occurrences, not telling where the land of Israel is, and not telling him where the ultimate sacrifice would be of his own son that he wanted so very badly. But the Ramban also has a comment here. The Ramban tells us that it wasn't Stam that he didn't know, but he went from nation to nation. He traveled a great deal, thinking, well, will this be the place? Lahavdil, like going on a mystery trip and the car is packed, you know you're going someplace special, and the kids are like, oh, this is going to be great. Halach mi goy l'goy l'mamacha el amacher ad sheba el eretz kanan v'yomer lo l'zarecha etein d'aretz azot. This is going to be that special, unique land. But it doesn't really answer the question, of course, of, okay, but what is unique and special about the land? It tells us that he had to leave the land of his father and go to this, but why not tell us where it is? That's the question that we have to ask. Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik answers this question. He says that a person should be equipped with a sixth sense, enabling him to spontaneously be attracted to Kedusha, to holiness. Avram was tested to determine whether or not he possessed this capability. So the test wasn't him leaving the home of his father, going to a place he doesn't even know and not being told where it was. It was, would he sense the holiness of Eretz Yisrael? Avram was tested. Hashem implanted in each and every Jew a sensitivity to Kedusha. We are supposed to react to Kedusha the ways our eye would react to a beam of light. And that's what, says Rav Soloveitchik, David HaMelech writes in Tehillim 42:2. A deer forlongs the brook of water. Ki nafshi tarag, that our soul should also long. Like the migration patterns of birds and fish, the deer is driven to an unexplainable, inexplicable instinct towards the brook. Can't explain it. Such should be the drive, and was the drive of Avram, as he succeeded in finding Hashem in the Kedusha in the land of Canaan. And that, of course, would make him into a Goy Gadol. You see, it's the test of the nefesh. It's the test of the neshama. And it is a great test, and it is a difficult test to understand what our neshamas are capable of. We usually call it a nefesh, a neshama. The breath, if you will, that was put into every soul, the godliness that is in every person, sparks of godliness that we have inside of us. The Medrash speaks about the five levels of the neshama itself, the human levels, complex, lofty, calling it the nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. The names of the soul, the Hasidic masters tell us, the nefesh is the soul, the engine of physical life, ruach, emotional personality, neshama, the intellectual self, the chaya, the super rational self, the seat of will, desire. And Yechida is the essence of the soul, the unity, the source, the essence of Hashem. Literally part of Hashem Imal. The Nefesh Bahamis, the distinction that we have of not being only animalistic, not being like Parshas Noach, the animals that were, but to be a godly soul. That's this ultimate challenge. And having the nefesh talk to us. And in fact, in our first parsha, in Parshas Bereishis, of course, we see this with Hashem infusing upon us the ultimate. Vayipach ba'apo nishmas chayim. That Hashem infused in us this godly element that no matter what will always be with us. And that's what the Rambam writes in his Mishneh Torah, in Yesodei HaTorah, Perek Beis. To recognize that Salma Nafshi, Membet Gimel, as we just pointed out. Ve'eich hi haderech lahavul yira b'shash yitbonein ha'adam b'ma'asav u'ber'ov u'b'niflotav ha'gedolim v'yira mihem chachmaso she'ein lo erech. How can one discover the way to love and fear Hashem? When man will reflect concerning his works, the works of Hashem, Hashem's great and wonderful creatures, as we do through the study of Torah, mitzvos, how is it he will spontaneously be filled with love? Praise, exalting Hashem. As David HaMelech says, Tzalma nafshi lelokim. There's this ultimate point where I want to just drink from the closeness I have with Hashem. That's the land of Israel. That's what Rav Soloveitchik says, is this connection that a person has when he cleaves. You know, in fact, on Shabbos, we have more time on our hands. And we spend the time in Tehillim. We say more Pesukei de Zimra. And the ultimate, the highest level, is the Nishmas. Nishmas Kochai, if someone doesn't have time to say all of Pesukei de Zimra, he's in a very fast, quick minyan, as I happen to be experiencing here in America. We should always have time to say Nishmas. The soul, all that lives. Because on this pasuk, v'yivpach ba'apol nishmas chayim v'ayya ha'odam l'nefesh chaya, you see, the uniqueness of mankind, as Rashi explains on this pasuk, is that the nefesh is unique only to mankind, gives us the ability to think independently, to have bechiras chafshis, the ability to speak. While nature, by its virtue, its beauty, serves to praise Hashem through his existence own, man has the ability to praise him in his own words, in his own speech, in its own way. But the nefesh has to react to Kedusha, to what it sees, to what it experiences, and take with it those situations. The ayul ta'aro gafike mayim. It's not explainable why the deer, the ayul, is drawn to this water. But that's the way I can explain why my nefesh tarag alecha alfike mayim. I can't explain it to you. And when I have Kedusha experiences, I draw close to you, Hashem. And I can't explain those experiences. That's the land of Israel. And when we have those experiences, Baruch Hashem, almost all of us, probably anyone listening, has experienced being in Eretz Yisrael. And now we long for it like the ayil alafike mayim. We long for it to be there. There are certain times in life where our nefesh, Baruch Hashem, overtakes our physical body. And we are filled with emotion. We pointed out many times the concept of crying at a simcha is not that we're sad, but it's our nefesh responding to the heightened Kedusha level that we're at. The connection with Hashem that we've reached this milestone, the wedding, the bar mitzvah, whatever it might be. That is that point. And that's the connection, Rashi, I believe, is drawing towards, not telling us the place, not telling Avram the place of Akedas Yitzchak. We learn that Avram was crying immensely. When that knife was there, he was doing Ratzon Hashem. He said, I have to do this. So many comment, of course, because he was sad. He was crying because he was about to kill his son. Maybe not. Maybe that connection that he had at that point, some say that was the ultimate test. That was the 10th test. That was it. That was what made Avram into Avram Avinu. The crying was, I've never been so close to you, Hashem. So much so that the tears of not just Avram, which I believe as well hit Yitzchak Avinu and made him blind, but of the Malach, of that ultimate level of Kedusha. That's our reaction to Eretz Yisrael. That I can't explain it to you feeling when I'm there. I had a beautiful conversation today with my friend Charlie Harari. And I said, this is the parsha. This is when we are together in Eretz Yisrael. For the last, Baruch Hashem, number of years, he leads a trip as the spiritual leader, me as a trip coordinator, helping hundreds of unaffiliated men, 40s, 50s years old. Most have never been to Eretz Yisrael. And the experience they have when we walk down to the Kotel and they're grabbing their hearts and they all say the same. They can't explain. I have videos of them crying. They say, you don't know me. I'm not a crier. I don't know what's going on here. The nefesh is there. And it makes me cry every year. Not because I feel the same, because I should feel the same. I'm crying over that they're connection, their nefesh, that moment is on such a high level. Yes, of course, because it's Makom HaMikdash. It's amazing. It's unbelievable. That's what we have to think about this time. How do we connect to your Rabbeinu Shalom, despite the difficulty of not being able to be there? And as I said, on this Shabbos Lech Lecha, we should think about that. When I can go back to Eretz Yisrael, oh, how I long to get there. But my trip when I go is going to be different this time. It's not going to be that same trip where I have to go to every eatery and, you know, it's kind of comical at this point. We have to laugh a little bit of Corona. In the beginning, when people were starting to get into the Ministry of Health, would write every single place they were. And some of the American tourists from, I'm sorry for them, embarrassing, they would list. They got into a cab and they went to the Kotel. Oh, after the Kotel, they went to Moshe's Falafel. Moshe's Falafel, they went to the crepe place and they got a crepe. And then they went to Papagayos. From Papagayos, they went out for dessert to Angels. That's not what a trip is about. This person had this. They went from Kever Rachel to Maaros HaMachpelah to the Kotel to visit a great tzaddik. They then go to... What's our connection? What's our nefesh connection? That is what we have to be concentrating on. That's the importance of this time. That's what Rav Soloveitchik is telling us. The test was, okay, this is going to be my nation. Magen Avraham, you know what our magen is that we have a nefesh. We have kedusha. And Eretz Yisrael has to mean something to us. And for that matter, everything that is enveloped in Kedusha. And when I'm sitting out, and for a first time experience today, was the coldest day here in New York, and you're sitting and davening in the high 40s, and I'm sure it'll get much colder, and you're chalishing over being in a shul with heat, and it's not just that. It's not only that. It's that I chalish to be in a shul because it's a closer connection to the Rabbeinu Shalom. As there is in Eretz Yisrael, of course. That's what we should be thinking about. Finally, I'll relate a very personal story that I hope is taken in the right context, not in a Chas V'Shalom Tzaddik context. I was zochet to grow up in a home. My parents, my grandparents, all had such a love of the land of Israel. That love was an extreme love. When we would visit, the talk in our home was so extreme to what Eretz Yisrael, what Medinas Yisrael meant to us. And when I was fortunate enough to spend the year in Israel, I was imbued with that. I loved Israel. And every single time that I would be able to visit, something very strange would happen on my way home. And Baruch Hashem, I spent many times in Israel before I made the ultimate decision with my wife to move to Eretz Israel. And every time I would get on the plane, I couldn't explain it. I would set the tone, put on some music, and as I always had the window seat, and I was at watch leaving Eretz Yisrael, the last moments, I would cry. And honestly, I couldn't explain it. What was I crying about? And I only figured it out years later when I would move to Eretz Yisrael, and soon after my nephew was being bar mitzvahed, so I would come back, my first trip back a few months later, and I got on the plane, set the mute music, and nothing happened. And I was upset with myself. Why am I not crying? And then I started thinking about it. Wait a minute, I live here now. I believe it was my nefesh that was crying to the Ribono Shalom. Why am I leaving the place that I belong? But once I'm a resident in Eretz Yisrael, once I lived in Eretz Yisrael, this was just something temporary. My nefesh understands I'm about to come back. The neshama knows. That's the experience we have, Parshas Lech Lecha. Again, as I say many times, it's not an Aliyah speech. It's a speech about a connection to a land that I can't explain. When we decided to make Aliyah, so many people, I couldn't explain it. Unfortunately, Jews, but certainly non-Jews, they why would you want to move to a place? It's a foreign language, foreign people, Middle Eastern culture. I can't explain it. The answer, says Rav Soloveitchik, it's Kedusha. We are magnets to Kedusha. The time I had the schus of meeting Rav Steinman together with Rabbi Soloveitchik, and he passed us. We didn't get to shake, so we get to touch him, nothing. We both looked and said, I can't explain what just happened, but you just felt Kedusha pass you. That's the magnet that we have to have. That's the way we have to try to psych us up to that point. And that was the test that Avram passed with flying colors, both by Kedas Yitzchak and coming to Eretz Yisrael. And that is our grandfather. That is our Arvinu. And that's what we should, Emir Tzashem, be Zeichet to follow and long for Eretz Yisrael. When can we return, not only after Corona, but when we return, Bebiyas Goyal Tzedek B'meheir V'Yameinu, Amen V'Yameinu.